Okay, I think that in this parsha, in the Parshas Hamon, which is like probably the greatest, Rabbeinu Sadia Goyin says, the greatest of miracles, because it was a miraculous occurrence every single day, and double portion on Friday. Every day for the whole 38 to almost close to 40 years in the Midbar, and it came just the right amount. If you took a little bit extra, it ended up to be the right amount. If you took less, it ended up to be the right amount. If you didn't behave the day before, you'd have to go out a little further. It wouldn't come to your doorstep. If you really misbehaved the day before, you'd have to go out much further. It was a miraculous existence for the time, came out the whole time that they were in the Midbar. And seeing a miracle like this should be the ultimate. If you live a life of such, I go to sleep at night, the cupboard is bare. There's no food, nothing. The house is completely empty. My whole food was used up the day before. I wake up in the morning, and here it is, by my doorstep. Most amazing, miraculous existence. But very strangely, the Rashbam, the Parshas Hamon, when the Torah explains that Hashem is giving the Mon sort of as a test. Test really means an opportunity for us to elevate ourselves and to be able to do the mitzvahs better. So the Rashbam says, L'man anasenu, mitoich shebechol yoyim voyoyim eineihem tluyois l'mezoinoseyem elai, because every day their eyes are focused on the heaven to Hashem to get their mezoinos, to get their food. Every single day. At night we go to sleep, there's nothing to eat. The house is empty. Then all of a sudden, and then we wake up and we have to look. Ooh, there it is. And because they were constantly, their eyes had to be focused on Shomayim to get their mezoinos, mitechach ya'aminu bi ve'yelchu b'toyroisoi. That is going to lead them to believe in me and to follow in the mitzvahs. And that, he says, is the pshat in the posuk. They were being tested to elevate them to see that they will go in the mitzvahs of the Torah. But the Rashbam is very strange. If I was writing this, I would say that they had the mon every single day in order to inspire their emunah because of such a miracle. It happens every single day, and a double portion on Friday. For so many years, decade after decade after decade, and they're still having it. That's the greatest of all miracles. Like the Rabbeinu Sadia Goyin says, it's a nes tmidi. It's a permanent, it's an ongoing, it's an endless miracle. That's the greatest. That should be the greatest chizuk in their emunah. That should elevate them to the highest levels. And therefore they should be able to keep the mitzvahs on that level because of that. And yet, the Rashbam says no. He says it's because their eyes were focused. It's not because of the fact that they got the mon every day. It's because of the anticipation, because of the neediness, because of the looking towards Hashem. We don't have, we need you, we don't have. Yesterday we had, before. But today, right now, the cupboard is bare. We look in all the closets, there's nothing to eat. Please, Hashem, we're counting on you. That is going to strengthen their emunah and elevate them to a level of greater commitment to keep the mitzvahs HaTorah, even more than that massive, maybe greatest of all miracles of having them on every single day with all of the details of how it worked and how it was always the right amount and how this and that and all of the details. So I think what we see from here is something very significant. Now, of course, these people were believers. And we read earlier in the parasha that it says, Ve'aminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Abdo, when they passed through the Yamsuf, they reached the level of believing in Hashem, of course. They stood by Har Sinai after that, and then they certainly, Hashem spoke directly to them. The entire nation heard Hashem speaking to them, speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, authorizing Moshe Rabbeinu to continue teaching them, of course. But they reached a new level which will assure the Yelcho B'Toyroisoi that they will be able to follow the ways of the Torah, that new level of emunah, not from experiencing the mon every day, but from experiencing this experience of constantly relying on Hashem. And what this really means is that when a person recognizes his need to rely on Hashem, and he begins that process by turning to Hashem and by keeping his eyes focused on the heavens, so to speak, and waiting and counting on Hashem to help him, that exercise strengthens emunah, strengthens a person's connection and commitment to Hashem, and enables him to perform the mitzvahs better, even than being the beneficiary of so many miracles of a dailiness for so many years with the most miraculous conditions. But this posture of his eyes focusing on Hashem in need is more powerful in strengthening him in his emunah, which will lead to his commitment to the mitzvahs than anything else. And therefore, I think what we see from here is really that no matter where a person is holding in the world, because this is a matter of levels, they were certainly on a very high level already, but this is going to take them to a new level. They'll reach a new level of emunah and be able to keep the Torah on a higher level, all because of not the mon itself, but because of the fact that it didn't come. It only came enough for a day, and every day they had to turn to Hashem to wait that he should send it the next day. And I think that this means that if we wish, and we should, because that's what life is all about, to strengthen ourselves and strengthen our commitment to Torah and mitzvahs and strengthen our connection to Hashem, then maybe even more powerful than seeing Hashem's miracles, which is super powerful, there's no question about it. On the Yam Suf, they saw Masheh Shivcha Ros Al Hayam, Yechezkel didn't see in his Nevuah, and it led them to the point of Vayaminu Hashem. They believed in Hashem, it strengthened this. But Lemaisa, there's something that's even more powerful. Now, we do have to look for these miracles, for the Hashgocha Protis, in order to get to the first level, to be even able to think about turning on Hashem. Because if I don't experience Hashem's involvement in my daily existence, it's very hard even to turn to Him. But then, when I do, the ultimate uplift is going to be that matzav, that situation of putting my trust in Him. And I must tell you, strangely enough, I talk to people who they claim, I don't buy this whole thing, I'm not interested, I don't believe in it, a lot of baloney, you know, don't bother me. And I talk to them about bitochen. And people say, what are you talking about? How could you talk to them about bitochen if they say they don't even believe the whole deal? Because bitochen connects a person to Hashem. Everybody believes in Hashem. Everybody knows Hashem. Everybody feels Hashem in his heart. It's just a question of connecting with that realization, with that knowledge, with that feeling. And the bitochen connects it. I'm counting on you. I need you. Not the fact that you benefited me. That's great. That's the first step. But the higher level is achieved not by that, but by this constant sense of connection. And therefore, I think that we have to take advantage of the opportunities that we have to connect, to rely on Hashem. Even the simplest things. I have a test. I should learn to fall. Hey, I'm counting on you. I mean, got to study too, because that's our chiyuv, that's our obligation. We have to do our ishtablus. Hashem wants us to live according to the natural conditions in life. But if I'm constantly focused, it elevates me to a new level of connection. And that focus can assure that I will be able to deepen my commitment and deepen my ability, my capabilities of performing the mitzvahs. I want to share with you just one other thing, and that is there's a Gemara at the Rain of Bahaya brings it also on the Parsha Samon. It says that Talmidim of Rab Shimon Bar Yochai asked Rab Shimon Bar Yochai the following question: why didn't the mon come once a year instead of every day? Every Rosh Hashanah there should be enough mon that would last for the whole year. No problem. They didn't need refrigerators for the mon. The mon was, I don't know what it was, but it was something else. They didn't have to, it doesn't have to rot. It was all miraculous. Once a year. So he says like this: Kedei sheyidag kol echad mi Yisroel ve'yoymar. Shem olemocho lo yerid hamon ve'nimtzu bonu v'ubnoisav meisim berov. He says so that every Jew should worry and should say, maybe tomorrow there's not going to be mon. And maybe my children, my sons and my daughters will die of hunger. Nimtzu kula mechavnim lib lavim shvashamayim, and that will bring about that they will all focus their hearts on Hashem, on the Father in heaven. Very strange thing. What do they need to be mechavn libam lavim shvashamayim? You know, they need worry. They need worry to the extent, not some worry. Oh, I don't know, maybe the money's going to come a little late today and we're going to be hungry in the morning. Oh, maybe we're going to have to fast one day and skip a day. No, maybe it's not going to come and my sons and daughters will die of hunger. Nimtzu, oh, that's the extent of your worry. Now you'll be mechaven libam lavim shabashamayim. Now you'll truly focus on Hashem and look towards Him to help us. It seems that the healthiest motivation to connect with Hashem is not just worry, but desperate worry, serious worry, extreme worry. Not just a little bit, you know, maybe we can, maybe they'll skip, maybe they'll forget to bring the dessert today. You know, maybe they'll forget to bring, maybe they'll die of hunger. Then they could be machabim libam l'Hashemayim. I think what that means, gentlemen, is that we have a problem. Because we live, Baruch Hashem, in a relatively secure society. You know, the persecution of our history is certainly not in most places existent today, or certainly not to any extent, any significant extent. Financially, well, you know, but basically, in this country, most people are doing well, and for those who are not, there are enough government programs and entitlements that can pick up the slack. So we don't have this desperation. We're really not worried that tomorrow we're going to die of starvation. And because of that, there's a lack of connection to Hashem. So what should we do? We could say, well, too bad. What should we do? We should give away all our money and we should and starve? No. But what we should do is pay attention to what we're living, to the reality of our lives. For example, we make a brocha every morning, brocha to Hashem, poikeach ivrim, He opens the eyes of the blind. Now, blind people also say this, so it says because people who could see can help them. But why do people who could see say this? Am I blind? He opens the eyes of the blind, but I'm not blind, so why am I making such a brocha? The Teretz says, you know what the truth is? If He didn't open our eyes, we'd be blind. Matir Asurim, He frees those that are bound. And Chazal say that refers to that we're able to sit up on the bed. I'm not tied to the bed. I sit up every morning. I jump. Well, no, I don't jump. Maybe it takes a little too long. But I sit up every morning on the bed. No, no, no. If He didn't let go of the bonds, we wouldn't be able. He makes us sit up. He helps us. He props us up. Zekef kefufim. I stand up straight. I can stand up straight. Anytime I want, I'll stand up. If that's what you think, He stands us up. And if we realized that in reality, without Hashem, we have nothing, nothing, nothing. We don't have food. We don't have bodily functions. We don't have any capabilities, even brains. You're the one who gives us seichel. You're the one who gives us brains. You're the one who gives us insight. Without that, we have nothing. If we realize that without Hashem, we have absolutely nothing, we could begin to focus on, hey, we really need You. We need You to open our eyes. We need You to help us sit up on the bed. We need You to help us stand up. We need You to help us walk. We need You to help us everything in life. We need the parnosa. Is peiseches yodechu masbial chol chayrotz. And Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bichvoidoi ve'atzma is metapil. He takes care of the parnosa because it says peiseches yodechu. You open your hand, umasbia. He does it with His hand, kaviyochel. He does it directly, not through shluchim. That means if He doesn't open His hand, if He doesn't give me, I'll starve. And if we realize that, it's not as graphic as really starving. It's not as powerful as not having what to eat, but it can give us a little sense. And maybe through that, we can bring ourselves a little more to turn to Hashem, to rely on Hashem. And that reliance in Hashem can give us all the difference. Number one, it's the greatest entitlement to all the blessings of life. And number two, it strengthens that connection with Hashem, it strengthens that emunah, and it strengthens our ability to follow in His Torah.